Show. What's in your cup?
Now I see you rocking in the back. I feel the love. Let me get it warmed up real quick. Yeah. Can I kick it?
With the Kickback Show.
Can I kick it?
With the Kickback Show.
Can I kick it? I see you back there, hold tight. Can I kick it?
With the Kickback Show.
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 Well, I'm gone. Well, I hope you're feeling cozy with your headphones on. A knock your speakers, take a breather, know it's been too long. See the vibe too strong, cooking potent like the Byrex song. Swinging heaters till pinata's gone. Bust, you're busting, it's nothing to cup confession. Couldn't fix, talking shit, kicking back the session. Such a blessing, like holy water, bring a slaughter to your daily stressing. Now take a sip, I hope you got the message. Come and kick it with the family. Tiana Foss, DJ Swivel, rocking properly. The policy is simply the drama by your wallet. To get a second with the vibe is such an honor, B. Word to your mama, see the clock, it's time to bust the move. When that needle take a drop and knock you out your shoes. We fly with it, get a whiff of this designer stool. Dope dinner with track life, serving it just for you.
Just for you.
Just for you. Serving it just for you.
Just for you.
Just for you. Serving it just for you.
Just for you.
Just for you. Serving it just for you.
Just for you.
Just for you. You know the rest.
Just for you.
Can I kick it?
With the Kickback Show.
Can I kick it?
With the Kickback Show.
Can I kick it?
With the Kickback Show.
Well, I'm gone.
Gone in.
Yeah, you start that shit now.
The Kickback Show. What's in your cup?
A whole lot of everything. It's the Kickback Show, thekickbackshow.com. All up in this thing. I go by the name of Foz, and she is
organic blackberry. Tastes like it sound, and it sound like it tastes. And she is.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl Tiana Giovanna, and he is
DJ Swivel. Anything less would be unswivelized.
You GD right up in this thing on the ones and twos. Check this out, man. Look, I am at my wit's end with everything, just everything, man. There's so much to talk about, but I feel like the most important thing is this Breonna Taylor situation, bro. And ladies, it's. I don't know what else. I mean, like, I feel like we've talked about the solutions and resolutions and coming up with, like, plans for what our people can do. But when it comes to this fight against, like, the system that we're in, it's very difficult. I mean, it's been difficult, but I think even more now, it's difficult to try to convince people to buy into our current government. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like a lot of my peers and a lot of people that I've talked to have lost all hope. Like, they don't, you know, they're not motivated. They don't see any change. Like, there's like a lot of hope that's lost, primarily from the decision that was made from Kentucky regarding Breonna Taylor's case, especially because there's so much information. Like, I know there's a lot of things that we don't know, and I've been working really hard not to jump out of the window on either side to make any kind of, you know, brass decision about what's what. But it's like there's so many things that add up that don't add up. You know what I mean? Like, give us the minutes from the jury. Why was it that one officer got charged for the wanton endangerment, if I'm saying that correctly, but not for anything else? And no other officers got, you know what I mean? And it's just, it's one of those things to where it's like, damn, like, what else needs to be done? You know what I mean? Like, where do we go from here? You know what I'm saying? Because at this point, the way I feel is like, yo, this is a complete setup. Like, the fix is in. Like, clearly, you know, I heard somebody talking about how this is a political circus. This is to knock us off, you know, of what's truly important, which is voting, and to kind of distract us from the important issues. But, you know, at this point, it's like,
to get us all riled up, you know, as far as like protesting, and I'm sure, you know, certain people were hoping that, you know, more looting and rioting would start again, you know, right before the election, just to, you know, for Donald Trump to be like, see, there they go again. You know, this is what's going to happen under a Joe Biden administration.
But no one's paying attention to the fact that it's happening under a Trump administration.
That part.
But I'm just like, you know, they say like the Jewish people don't put their kids in school with like Nazi people don't teach their kids their history and things like that. I get it. You know, I'm the first person to pop off for no reason. So I get it. The frustration everybody has because it is a reason. However, it's about time everybody got to channel all that. Like, you can't, I mean, I'm not saying you like, and I'm sure people are going to slide in my DMs about this shit, but I don't really know what everybody was waiting for, like holding their breath for that shit. Like we haven't been having none of that. So I think it's time that everybody channels what they have and then put it into wherever they feel the gap is. Whatever you have, how can you assert yourself and assist this gap being corrected and revised and whatever it takes, you know, people that's comfortable with protests and all that. Okay, cool, we need those. Then there's other people that, you know, they have a skill set with their online savviness. They can turn it into a joke, but it's enough to be digested by the masses. And there's, you know, really intelligent people that maybe should take that into, you know, bills and all of that and giving their audiences knowledge. So I get the frustration and all that, but I just really think that we spend a lot of time on the frustration. It is what it's been. It's time for us to just use what we have and put it into position in places where we can actually, you know, use it and be effective.
Yeah.
Well, touching on what, you know, when you said like you weren't sure what people were waiting for, like I remember telling Tiana, like I think it was maybe late July or early August, something like that, that at least from what I was hearing, the reason why, you know, it had been well over 100 days, I think maybe close to 130 days at that point of no indictments and no arrests made of the police officers was because of a loophole in Kentucky law that was saying, like, you know, they had a warrant and because the cops were claiming they identified themselves, even though they were using a no-knock warrant, the cops claimed that they identified themselves as police officers. And so that was the loophole that was needed for no charges to be brought down or no arrest.
Always a loophole.
And it,
right.
It's always something, you know what I'm saying? And, it's always something.
And so that's kind of where, like, you know, as far as the masses not necessarily understanding what that loophole was, that's why they were so confused as to why, you know, what, it was 194 days by the time we finally got this announcement from the Attorney General, you know, that this is what it is. And,
but I mean, like, even we take it back to when the Zimmerman trial and that mass text was going out and it was showing you all these major companies that were supporting, you know, that were paying for the trial and all that. It's like, that wasn't cops in that instance. So when it comes to that, the type of protection that they have, it's like, I wasn't not holding my breath, but
yeah,
like
you weren't expecting a positive outcome, basically.
I because I'm not waiting for them to, like, our oppressors to lift us up. Like,
yeah,
when is that ever gonna happen? I'm not waiting for that. I'm just being diligent in what I can do, and just continuing being consistent in what I can do and what I feel like my calling, my purpose is to fill the space.
Right.
Yeah. For me, I wasn't frustrated this time. I think I showed little to no emotion because I knew what to expect. But a lot of it has been to look at the bigger picture. Like I'm angry, and I'm angry in the sense of the outcome that another black woman hasn't been served justice in the public eye, right? Especially with the narrative of, you know, people bringing back Malcolm X's quote of, you know, black women are the most unprotected, underserved, you know what I mean, and under, you know, appreciated, most disrespected, you know, people, you know, in America or in the world, really. So I'm angry in that sense because it's like, damn, like this is only going to fuel that fire even more. You know what I mean? To where you have black women that are going to still feel like they can't get what they deserve. You know what I mean? Which is to be treated like an equal. But it's more like, I guess my lack of emotion is more like, okay, well, what's next? What's the bigger picture? How are we equipping? I guess it goes to where Brandy is saying. It's like, how do we equip ourselves? You know what I mean? And for me, I've been lately making the decision to reserve like my peace of mind and to make the choice of like, you know what? I'm no longer going to engage in debates and arguments with people that don't want to listen. I'm not going to expend any energy in that direction of, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know what? Let me stop trying to convince people to understand what I see, unless they want to. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, we've been having this conversation, especially on this show, damn near all year. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's literally been since
had for decades.
For decades. But I'm saying, like I think majority for the past, I mean, what? We're at the end of this year now, right? So for the past 30 weeks, I would say at least a good half of those weeks have incorporated this conversation of what's the next step? What can we do? How can we support? We're buying black. We're doing this. We're supporting this, right? And it's like, damn, like we still kind of back at the same space that we in. And granted, I've seen progress, but it's like there's still so much convincing that needs to be done that a lot of people aren't buying into. And it's like, am I spreading myself too thin by doing that? You know what I'm saying? Or is it best to just continue doing what I'm doing and stop trying to convince others to do the same, but just, you know, let me just lead by example. Let me just do my thing.
And I think that's what it is. Like, for me, it's, I live my life in a way that's my story. You know, like that's, I'm not gonna tell you, I'm not gonna argue with you. If you wanna have a conversation about it and you wanna, you know, try to see my perspective, I'm willing to try to see yours. But at the end of the day, I'm not gonna engage in an argument with you. I don't have the energy. Right. I don't care to have the energy. I don't want to entertain your energy like that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I feel like it's easy to get caught up in... It's easy to get caught up in the amount of time it takes to change this. Because we just as a people, as a community, obviously have been dealing with this since the day we stepped foot on American soil. Right, it's not gonna
end anytime
soon, you know.
Right.
Well, before then, I mean, because we were the first people here, along with the Native Americans. So that's another story.
Right.
Anyway, it's not the problem. Is that change is not fast. Change is a slow moving iceberg. And it makes it ever more frustrating because we live in a time when instant gratification is constant. If our internet takes more than 14 seconds to load, we're ready to throw our computers out the window. So systemic and social changes that take years and years and years and sometimes like lifetimes to change, it's very easy to grow apathetic and feel like everything that I'm doing isn't working. But what people aren't focusing on is the incremental changes that are actually happening.
Right.
But it's the same reason why, you know, people are unsuccessful with diets or losing weight, or people stop working out. You know, they'll go in at New Year's and they're done working out by February 3rd because I haven't seen any changes yet. We want it instantly.
I'm actually the opposite. I'd be like, oh, I got a little 4-pack, I'm done.
Yeah, see, but what we do, we want it instantly. It's that's why fad diets are a thing. And for a long time, just eating a healthy diet was something that no one could do, right? I can eat cabbage for 7 days straight, but once that 7 days is up, I'm not willing to try to do anything to help my health.
Right.
And I think that it's super frustrating, but we can only continue to try to drive forward. I think that's kind of our lot in life.
I feel like you said to continue to move forward, like, you know, as a, you know, Black woman in America, I have definitely seen, like, oh man, there's been so many times where I'm like, so nobody's gonna help me right now? Y'all see this man talking to me like this? A lot. And even just carrying bags, you know, just a lot of different things, you know, people just, oh, she got it. And I'm not gonna lie, like the outcome of the trial did not deter, it did not make me feel like the progress that I've made as a woman, as a you know, citizen, as a daughter, all that, all the different levels that I am, I did not feel like it was diminished in any way, because I'm not looking for them for validation or protection. They wasn't even built for that initially. So it's unfortunate for sure, but if anything, it should light a fire in everybody's ass to be like, you know what, we gotta hurry up. We gotta hurry the fuck up, because they don't even give a fuck. They like really showing what it is. So what you gonna do? That's where I'm at.
And for me, like, I guess looking at like a bigger picture, it's like, what is all of this to incite? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are the, because clearly from George Floyd earlier this year up until now, it's just been trauma after trauma, from the images that we've seen to the emotions that we feel to being on in a pandemic. And you know what I mean? Clearly people dealing with losing their job and dealing with financial and going into fight or flight, ultimately, you know what I mean? It's like, what is this shock treatment for? Like, what is it that
they're trying to desensitize us?
Which is exactly what I'm trying to get to. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay, for what reason though? What is the desensitizing for?
Because
you know
what I mean? What are they trying to numb us for?
And that's I think where my focus is trying to go now, to where it's like, you know, I think what made me disconnect was when I went on Instagram after the verdict came out that they weren't going to basically charge anybody. And I saw somebody, but I think it was Dale Hughley, reposted a guy that was explaining Black Lives Matter again. And it's like, why are we explaining this again? You know what I'm saying? Like, why are we explaining this again? Like this, and like I felt the way that I felt while I was working at the restaurant, right? So it's like, why am I walking in explaining to my employees on how to wash the proper hand washing technique? Why are we still going through this? Like, this is a day one, like 101. You should be doing this in your everyday life. You should understand this concept. And I understand that there are people out there that still don't understand it, but it's like, at this point, why are you still explaining it? Why are we still at that stage? You know what I'm saying? To where, again, kind of going back in the, I don't want to seem as though I'm bashing protests, but again, part of the reason why I don't attach myself to it is because I agree it serves its purpose, but Martin Luther King did it. We did it in the 90s with the Million Man March. Like, we've done that. Like, we're at the age now to where it's like technology is our best friend in a sense of spreading awareness. Protests spread awareness, but the other half of that is putting things into action.
That's and, what I'm you saying. Know,
and it's like, at this point, it's like, I think I'm just more like, okay, I'm done talking. Like, I don't want to talk. I don't want to hear conversations. I don't want to hear any more. I don't want to hear another side, because I understand where they stand. I've understood that a long time ago. At this point, it's like, let me just continue doing what I'm doing by supporting Black, like doing all the things that I'm doing. And it's like, I'm done. But then with that, I think what's important for this conversation is another aspect is me understanding my privilege and like where I am in life. I have a good job, considered essential, right? I'm doing what I love. I live ultimately now in a very privileged neighborhood, to where I'm not excused, because again, living in Culver City, when I worked at the restaurant, I've had a gun drawn on me, so I'm not excused, because Culver City has their police issues, right? But I'm not in a space to where a lot of these things affect me. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I don't feel guilty, but it's like this level that I'm at to where it's like I'm disconnecting. It's like, damn, is that going to do more harm than good?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's all like...
That's the question.
Not only is that the question, I think it's extremely relevant that I saw a protester with a sign that said, you know, I'm not what did it say? Something like, I'm not fixing to argue with somebody who hasn't researched what the conversation is about, or something to that effect.
Right.
So I think for me, like, one of the things that I want to initially say off the bat is, to Breonna Taylor and her family, and to Black women everywhere, on behalf of myself and the Kickback Show, I am sorry. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's absolutely no reason whatsoever that there should not be some sort of accountability held for her. I mean, we've got wanton endangerment for the neighbors next door, who I don't know for a fact are white neighbors. So the white neighbors have gotten more justice, and the drywall that divided Breonna Taylor's wall from her neighboring apartments has gotten more justice. Imani, no.
Listen, she got some things she's got to let us know. We agree. I agree with her. Y'all remember, Imani's the muscle, so I wouldn't get on her bad side.
So like I was saying, like, you know, the neighbors next door and the drywall have gotten more justice than somebody who lost her life. And that was my immediate reaction to, you know, the charge or charges that were in fact handed down and posted on my story, is like, how is somebody else, you know, your next door neighbors, how are they considered to be put in a dangerous situation? But the woman who lost her life was not put in a dangerous situation?
I believe something that I heard is, as long as the officers were aiming to shoot somebody, they were in the right. I hope I'm not misquoting that or something like that, but it's like another loophole.
Right. And now let's run with that, right? And examine that scenario. Because if the cops were responding with firing back because the boyfriend fired a shot, which there's new reporting that says otherwise.
Right.
If they're responding to the boyfriend who fired a shot, then they were shooting in his direction, right?
Right.
But Breonna Taylor was caught in the crossfire, so to speak. That's wanton endangerment. Like,
right.
And again, you know, we don't have the all the evidence and the case minutes and all that kind of stuff that the grand jury had access to. But
right.
You know, from a basic level of examining the scenario, right? She was in wanton endangerment. Like, that's by their definition, she was a victim of that. And that's, you know, that's what I don't. And now you got, like I said, there's new reporting that the single shot, which is interesting, the single shot that the boyfriend fired, they ballistic evidence isn't supporting that the officer who was struck in the leg was struck by the boyfriend's bullet. So now it's friendly fire. And now you're just randomly firing into an apartment on top of reporting that they thought they were going to Breonna Taylor's house and Breonna Taylor was home alone, not expecting the boyfriend to be there because they had the ex-boyfriend in custody already. And that's who the original warrant was for.
After you done apparently already went to several other residences that you claim. And here's my thing too, which I wish that people would just shut up, right? And like, I'm watching, you know, I don't really watch TV, as I've stated before, right? But seeing things like Charles Barkley come out and say, oh, you know, well, the boyfriend, you know, he fired a shot. Had he not did that, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, bro, like, and I mentioned this about, I believe it was the sister at the press conference, right? This misleading information, you know, what I'm saying? Like, stop. Just stop.
Charles,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it's
Charles
Barkley. Talk about it. What's happening with the gaslighting? Like, what's happening with bringing up part of the story? Didn't your parents teach you that saying half of a situation is a lie if you don't say the full shit?
But listen, Charles Barkley is one step shy of being total coon. Remember where he came from. Like, he came from the South. So, like, he's going to side more in that direction. So, you know, you got to look at it from that perspective. But let's also remember, Charles Barkley, that Kentucky has stand your ground law. Kentucky is also open carry state. And I don't know 100% for certain, but I believe the boyfriend was legally licensed.
He was. He was legal.
In that scenario, when you have somebody who's legally licensed to carry, you're in an open carry state, and 11 out of 12 witnesses say the police didn't identify themselves as police officers, the boyfriend is in his constitutional right to fire one shot or 15 shots or however many shots he wants to defend himself and his girlfriend in the residence.
You're talking about a constitution that wasn't made for us, so.
Well, I get it, but even by the constitution that wasn't made for us, by those definitions, that applies in this situation. And
but like, are you a man? Are you a full human? Like, that might be for, like, it can get unpacked and the onion can be peeled and peeled and peeled.
I'm just looking at it from the.
It's all bullshit. That's what it is. It's all bullshit. I'm ready to burn shit, shoot niggas, all that, kill niggas, all that.
Listen,
but that's not gonna help anything. It's not gonna help anything.
And I feel you, and I totally agree. But I think that basically speaks to the point of Charles Barkley giving misinformation. Like, you don't say nothing, don't talk, because at the end of the day, and I think that's where it becomes problematic, because we understand that a lot of the laws of certain things don't apply to us, or they try to manipulate it as if it doesn't apply to us. But when somebody like Charles Barkley is on his platform, and clearly, nobody has all the details.
I just popped off because I heard that shit. Like, I totally spaced out of what we were talking about, and I just was like, nigga, I'm ready. But all right, go ahead. Yes, that nigga is so wrong.
Absolutely, keep going. You're absolutely right, but it's like one of them things where, again, Charles Barkley, like, at the end of the day, you should understand exactly what Swivel just said, everything about Kentucky, to say, look, like, when it happens on, and I think that's really the conversation. When it happens to us, all of a sudden it's like, no, you don't have this constitutional right. But then when it's flipped and it's something else, more than likely we see that all of the laws apply. You know what I'm saying? Again, especially when was it, just a couple weeks ago, we see, I forget what state it was in, on camera, with body cameras on and everything, a white vehicle, you know, a nigga driving a car who was white.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make this shit pretty. Nigga driving a car that's white, refuses to get out the car. I don't even know if they tased him, didn't tase him or anything, tried to physically pull him out the car. Eventually, he ended up with one of y'all guns, or ends up with a gun.
Yeah.
And then pop. One of y'all now trying to fight for your life, the other one gone. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
they tased him. But they gave him, like,
too many warnings.
They gave him 6 minutes worth of warnings of, I'm going to tase you if you don't get out your vehicle. But then,
now you're refusing a direct order, when many times before it's like you telling somebody, hey, get out the car, get on the ground, put your hands behind your back. You ask, well, why? Because I told you to. I'm telling you to. And it's like, well, now you give him this energy here, but then we clearly see it distributed differently in other scenarios. You know what I'm saying? So it's like the Terry Crews, the Charles Barkley's, like, get it. If y'all don't understand, and again, this kind of goes back to my statement. Like, I'm not immune to it, but me living in Culver City, I'm not experiencing the same thing that people in South Central Compton Watts, you know what I'm saying, that's in the hood, are experiencing. But I still get it. I empathize. I understand it. So if you not in the same boat, or if you're far removed from it, shut the fuck up.
let's hear. So for those out there, this is all you need to remember. Charles Barkley is also the guy who said that Portland Trailblazers are going to sweep the Lakers because they beat them in game one. If that don't show you how unintelligent Charles Barkley is in certain situations. Sometimes, you know, he's right, he's accurate. Sometimes he's not, and this is one of those times. So just keep that in mind.
It's terrible, Kenny. It's just terrible.
But listen, what I was gonna say quickly is you know, again, we don't have all of the evidence, right? But just looking at it from a layman's perspective on what knowledge we do have as far as information and facts go, you know, I think situations like what happened to, what's his name,
Botham John,
like, you know, when he's killed by a police officer in his own apartment, and yeah, that officer is gonna do time, but it's like, in my opinion, it's minimal accountability, right? When something like that happens, it leaves the door wide open for the Breonna Taylors of the world to not have full extent of the law being brought down on those police officers.
Well, they're setting a precedent.
Yeah, and that's, again, going back to my initial statement of, like, I'm sorry, black women, because clearly, you know, this is one of the most in-your-face blatant examples of a system and a country not giving two shits about you, is the best way to put it. And, like, and it's absolutely ridiculous. And I would be saying this exact same thing if it was a white woman that was shot in her apartment, you know, after a no-knock warrant was issued and cops just come in the door freaking blasting, like, you know, because I'm looking at it from a humanity standpoint, like, hold cops accountable, damn it. Otherwise,
that's the bottom line.
This, and that's the bottom freaking line. And we've been saying it on this show since Kaepernick was taking a knee. It's absurd that in 2020 or in 2016 or in 2010, whatever year you want to freaking put on it, like, it's absurd that, like, that we still have to fight for
accountability.
Like, you know, we're fighting for civil rights, we're fighting for women's rights, we're fighting for all these different rights, and also accountability. Like, that should have been established.
But yet the transvestite, you can't call him her if he wants to be a her now and all this bullshit. No disrespect, what? But fuck that. What the fuck you new niggas get to get all this power? And the fuck, we've been living here, we built this bitch. Don't get me started, please, don't get me started.
You know, you got freaking, you got... You got imbeciles that want to argue. You got idiots that want to argue wearing a mask, but, like, they've been cool with the rules of, you know, no t-shirt, no shoes, no service. They've been cool with that rule for decades. But the moment you have a rule where you got to wear a mask to enter a grocery store, all of a sudden, like, oh, my civil liberties are being violated. Like, shh, fuck up.
But I mean, and I think, again, for me, kind of going back to my point, is to not react under emotion or understand where my emotions are, and be logical about the decisions that I make under those emotions, you know, just so there isn't any spread of misinformation. Just so, you know, just so I'm not being controlled by a circumstance. So I have control over how I'm acting and what I'm doing, you know. And I think that's the main thing that I want to encourage those listening to, you know, to try to adopt, try to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, because a lot of times jumping out of the window under those emotions, you end up doing more harm than good, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it's your emotions are valid, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel it too. Like I can't tell anybody not to burn nothing now. Like, I can't feel bad for an officer getting shot in the face
after 3 days ago, cause they gunned down a black person. They not talking about that part though.
I mean, like, I can't shooting a little young Hispanic, you know, security guy that was running away from you, shoot him in the back out here in LA, And then you turn around and the sheriff's department getting popped at and getting shot, you know what I'm saying? And y'all getting beat up. Like, it's hard to try to argue because.
Listen, you finished, sir? Because that's Zen talking right there. If you got this flame in you, do that shit. Whatever you want to do that shit. That's where I'm coming from. If you got a lot of fire in you, but you got a lot of wherewithal to know that you shouldn't go out and just destroy something, channel that bitch. If you got a lot of fire and you don't know what the fuck to do and you want to go burn something, go burn that bitch. Do what the fuck you need to do right now, because they've been doing what the fuck they want to do. Just make sure you don't burn your own communities.
Yeah. And that's a really good point, is that they are mad at this property being burned that's going to be replaced. They're mad at businesses losing money that are insured that's going to be replaced.
Come on now, talk about it.
But they don't want to talk about how they've been acting with impunity and racking up black bodies for centuries. They don't want to talk about that.
Full on consistent still slave trade.
Exactly. But at the end of the day, like, they get mad at us for reacting to them for killing us. How about you get mad at them for killing us? Because if that stopped, we wouldn't have to react. There would be no reaction. So if you're pissed off at the reaction, just like a disease,
yeah.
If you're mad at the disease, don't get pissed off at the outcome. Fix the disease. If I can't sleep at nighttime, but I have a fucking brain tumor, don't give me sleeping pills. Fix the tumor, and then I won't need the pills. Like, don't want to treat the root cause of what is happening. Y'all want to be pissed off at us for reacting to you killing us, literally killing us. Or if you don't kill us, you're whooping our ass so much that we got to be put in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And if you're not whooping our ass so much, we got to be put in the hospital, you're incarcerating us on some bogus shit.
Right.
So if you don't want us to react, don't do what you're doing.
And since you don't want to fucking stop, I'm telling all you motherfuckers out here listening, do that shit. Whatever you want to do, do it.
Well, you know, and they got mad at Kaepernick and everybody for, you know, taking a knee for silently
and peacefully
protesting and said, oh, that's not the right way to do it. And then, you know, we're marching in the streets and they're like, well, that's not the way to do it. And, you know, it's like, you know, well, which is the right way?
Because there's not, all they want you to do is shut up and take it.
Because the whole shut up and dribble, like all that stuff. Like, but every way we've protested, a number of them peacefully, like, you guys, you know, complain that we're doing it improperly. It's like, well, can you just freaking stop killing us and then we wouldn't have to protest? We wouldn't have to
They're not gonna stop. So we just gotta do what we gotta do.
And
so
not only that, you look at all these protests where the chump in charge decides he wants to send in troops and whatnot. Those are white folks.
So what do y'all think about what happened on the 25th, what he did in Atlanta? What y'all think about that?
What happened?
You mean the what is
the,
it?
The platinum protect platinum thing? Yeah. What you think about that?
Him talking about giving black people $500 billion.
Yeah, what's that?
Jobs and all of that.
Nothing about
it's
that.
It's pacification. I'm not falling for the okie doke.
All that is it's an election year. I need to pull out a wild card as soon as Even if, and I don't believe he will, but even if he came back into office, that's just going to be gone just as quickly as it came along. Just like, don't you remember during the election when it was 2,000 immigrants marching towards the border to wage war against our ICE agents and our border and whatnot, and then all of a sudden, they disappeared. That's exactly what's going to happen with that money. All of a sudden, it's going to disappear. Check is in the mail.
That's current event, so I got to bring it up and let it be on the platform.
But do you remember all the promises he made to white people? We're gonna bring jobs back to America. We're gonna be, you know, our car manufacturers and all of this is gonna thrive and all that. Not one promise to white America has been delivered. So do you honestly think he's gonna deliver to black folks? Charles Barkley probably thinks so.
And a lot of that, I mean, again, a lot of that, you know, deals with Congress as well. But I think it's one of those things to where, number one, the thing that threw me off when I heard it was him saying, if you vote Republican for the next 4 years, like, nigga, there's it's only one. Anyway, we don't vote every year.
Yeah.
Nigga. First of all.
For the lower offices.
I understand that.
He didn't mean
that. I understand
it,
that, but that's not what he meant. No. He meant, like, if you, because, yeah, that's not what he meant. I know what he was trying to say. And he really meant, if you vote me back in for the next 4 years, this is what I promised you. Really what it is you see, he's seeing that he's losing in the polls. So what is this, like Swivel said, what's the wild card that I can throw out there that'll make everybody that isn't opting to vote for me, or maybe on the fence or not voting, what will bring them out? How can I get those numbers so that they can fall on my side? Because ultimately I'm losing, and I've already set the precedent to say, yo, I'm not gonna concede if I lose. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not leaving practically. So then it's like, now you're inciting your followers to act accordingly, right? But it's like, to make all these empty promises, like, I'm not buying into it. I don't want your jobs. I don't want your $500 billion. I don't want none of that.
Jobs are going to be created regardless, because our economy sucks. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not that doing part. Anything for us. He also announced some kind of promise to a bunch of, I don't remember the number, Tiana might remember, but like, he also promised a bunch of financials for Puerto Ricans after not giving them anything and any support for the last 4 years after the hurricane hit them.
Oh
man, that shit was fucked up too.
I think $15 billion for hurricane relief now, all of a sudden.
He can get those Latino votes in Florida. Like, that's all.
Puerto Rico still ain't back.
Yeah.
They still ain't back.
A bunch of money. That's why he's all of a sudden on board with helping Puerto Rico.
Put the money in there first. Let's see. Put the money there first.
I don't want it.
He said, I don't want it.
I don't want it.
That's up, Cal. I don't need
it. When they needed it, he was paper towel.
They still need it.
Thank you.
But
at the end of the day, they do need it.
That should go to show the lack of absolute humanity that he has. He knows right. they need it. He knows they've needed it all this time. Right. He knows. That's why he's offering it now.
Because can I share?
He's like, okay, well, here. It's like dangling a carrot in front of a starving child. Like, I know you need it. So will you? Because it wouldn't work as well if they didn't.
This is true. I got to shift, though, because, like, that person has been showing us who they are this whole time.
Yeah.
The celebrities that's been using their platform and went heavy when George Floyd happened, and they kind of went straight back into their own life, like, where'd you go?
Yeah.
But here's
I'm not saying that you need to devote your life to the shit, but, like, damn, keep that same energy at least a little bit. Like, I'm not saying, I get that you have an aesthetic that you're trying to put. Like, if y'all don't know, Instagram, all this social stuff is a business card. You're supposed to be using it for business. I get that. But you have a certain influence. And when certain serious things are happening and you're taking something that has already been out and you're just repost, to me, it's like, you got to come from a sincere, pure place. To be resonated universally.
Yeah, and right. not worry about what's trending in the moment.
Or just, you know, I posted that meme that been out for the last 2 weeks. Like, no, that's not the same thing. It's not the same thing.
Kind of going off of that, that's why, like, I applaud the NBA for what they've been doing to not allow, you know, the NBA to be a distraction. You know what I'm saying? Like, through the entire summer and all that, like, that was one of the things we even brought up on this show, like, initially, like, yo, is the NBA coming back? Is this just going to distract us from George Floyd and everything else? And they've done a great job initiated by the players to, you know, keep the attention where it needs to be. And, you know, it's just unfortunate that, like, going back to Breonna Taylor, like, you know, they didn't, or we as a community didn't get any sort of accountability dealt out. So I'm curious to see what, you know, once the NBA is over and we have the Lakers crowned as champions, because it's going to happen. You know, what other sport kind of carries the torch until NBA starts back up again next season, you know, because the NFL, like, has a track record of not really, you know, doing anything except friggin' tap dancing for Massa. So, you know, touching on the celebrity thing, like, celebrities, like, probably are going to be needed to kind of fill that gap when, you know, the NBA and the WNBA are not in the spotlight, because we're not going to see it from, you know, NFL players, at least not maybe a few, but not like a league as a whole.
What you were biting your lip, Frost, when I was talking about celebrities using their platform, what did you have to say? Because I know you always give the opposite side.
I mean, my viewpoint is that, I mean, it all depends on, oh, Jesus.
Yo, stay with it. Come on now.
It depends on who it is. One, like, I don't expect some of the ratchet, you know, some of these ratchet artists necessarily to stay consistent, at least with posting things. But understanding how this industry is, you know, they're still trying to feed their bottom line. They're still trying to sell records and appeal to the masses. And if you didn't come out the gate talking about an understanding, you know, politics, then your fan base isn't going to go to you for that. I mean, and it's almost kind of like it's a catch 22, because people are asking for Kendrick. Kendrick needs to come out and say something. It's like, one, you don't know what he's been doing behind the scenes. Two, he dropped a full ass album trying to uplift his people and y'all shitted on it because it didn't bang in the club. Right. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's one of those things to where we as individuals just have to continue to do what we do. And like, I don't rely on a lot of these celebrities. Like, I don't subscribe to them. I don't look up to them in that manner or expect them to do that. I mean,
everybody with a platform to use that bitch properly.
I understand that. But I mean, even on this show, we've asked, you know, certain guests, like, where do you stand with certain issues? Like, what's the accountability that you hold? Or is your music just to escape?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And a lot of them are just like, look, I'm just trying to get on. And what I mean by understanding this industry, like, you know, I know that there's been videos that have been kind of falling on the conspiracy theory type side, but there's information that has come out that has shown how the music industry shifted from self-care, self-understanding, black empowerment, putting women first, into where we are now, to where it's becoming very masculated, to where there's, you know, clearly a bunch of the confusion and just being all over the place, where it's more about drugs and money now more than ever versus black empowerment and wearing ox and talking about supreme mathematics. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do we get from that to where we are now? You know what I'm saying? Like, clearly, and granted, there's always been a balance. You know what I'm saying? Like, needless to say that there was a version of WAP back in the 90s. Like, we had our Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown. Like, you know what I'm saying? And we loved it. Like, we had Uncle Luke. You know what I'm saying? Like, Snoop and them had party records. Like, we loved all of that. But again, there was also a balance to the point to where there was, you know, Public Enemy and Tribe Called Quest, right, and De La Soul, and, you know, Brand Nubian. Like, we had all of that. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that balance isn't necessarily there all the way now, again, I have...
You think it is? I feel like it is. It's just those, that other half is not heavily promoted as much as the other half is. There's so many woke rappers out, men and women.
That's what I'm talking about. But that's what I'm talking about. They're not being promoted as much as it was back. Like in the 90s, you go back to the 90s, we had Wu-Tang and Tribe Called Quest coming out on the same day, both successful. Nas drops an album, successful. You know what I'm saying? He drops an album the same time Snoop drop an album. Both of them are successful. You know what I'm saying? Both of them are seeing the day of light because that's what the culture was then. Whereas now, you know, I'm thankful that the little rat that was getting all that attention has like completely disappeared from from social media. Like, I'm glad that he flopped. I'm glad that whatever is coming in, I hope he sees his day of reckoning. I'm glad he's
gonna see. Ain't no hope. Universe work like that.
Listen, but it's like in today's age, it's like, yes, I agree with you that there are a high level of rappers that are conscious and preach awareness and consciousness, right? But it tends to be that they don't get the same type of acceptance from society. But again, I think that goes back to the listenership buying more into. I'll give you a prime example. Cardi B's fan base will buy more into her talking reckless and doing the ignorant shit, talking about her pussy and being ratchet and all of that, but then will drag her through the mud the moment that she gets up and says, like, yo, like, what the fuck is happening in politics? Fuck Donald Trump. Blah, blah, blah. Yes, I've seen it firsthand.
I actually started fucking with her after I heard her go hard on some other, like, way back before she was on Love & Hip Hop. I was like, who is this girl?
But I'm saying, but you have that level of consciousness. Most of her fan base, though, that's all about the, hey, we getting a bag, we doing this, blah, 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 will drag her through the mud saying they don't want to hear her talk about politics because either she doesn't articulate herself well or whatever. It's like, no, let her breathe. Let her have that platform, which is the same reason why I love YG for what he doing. Because he'll come out and give us a My Niggas and then turn around and he has literally the political anthem right now with Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things to where it all depends on the fan base. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times the fan base doesn't allow that to happen because they just want to party or they just want to have a good time or they just, I was talking to the cousin yesterday, like, bro, like, where did all these people come from? Why are they out right now? Where are they going? People just want to be out. They just want to spend money. They just want to party right now, which I get it. They're validated in that right. But at the same token, it's like there's so many other facts. Like, I hope y'all show up like this to vote.
Yeah.
I hope y'all put the same energy into learning about the stock market. I hope y'all, and I already know the answer, but it's like, damn, like, why are we having this conversation? Like, why is this a factor? You know what I'm saying?
You gotta tell them. Oh, sorry, I don't
want to
go ahead.
No. I'm just saying, going back to your point about the celebrities, like, I hold those who I hold accountable. The other ones, it's like, I expect them to do what they do. You know what I mean? There's a difference between Killer Mike and...
Yeah, the rest.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, so, yeah. 100%.
But I just want to let you know, you EDD niggas, I've been seeing y'all downtown at the Jewelry District. I've been seeing y'all. It's like, it's flooded down there. I'm like, you younger than me, what you... Y'all are supposed to use that money. Y'all talk about reparations. What did you do with your EDD? I know a lot of people that started businesses and been popping. So,
which is why that whole $500 billion, it's like, that's not what we need. We don't need that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I look at that whole, the whole $500 billion promise to us? I look at that as months ago when we were saying, hey, police reform, stop killing us. And then business is coming up like, oh, we're gonna invest this money in black banks. We're gonna highlight black movies on our channel. Hey. We're gonna hire more black opportunity. We're gonna promote these black. We're not asking for that. You should have been doing that, bitch. Yeah. But what we're asking for, stop killing us.
Right.
That's all we're asking for. We're not asking for you to put a sign up saying Black Lives Matter. We know that, bitch. Stop killing us.
It's like the cheating boyfriend who's like, oh, well, here's a new TV. Let me put some gas in your car. Let me pay for you to get your hair done. Nigga, I want you to stop cheating on me.
It's all
right.
What about your nails? You need to get your nails done. What?
Okay.
Let me put lashes up. No, nigga, I want you to stop cheating. Stop cheating on me.
And ladies and gentlemen, Tiana Giovanna has just given you the synopsis from the movie Baby Boy, directed by John Singleton.
Where the confetti at? Brum, 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 brum,
brum. Like, I just want you to grow up.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, it's one of those things to where it's all a mindset. It's all a mindset. It's all perspective. I'm not gonna say like I'm still gonna continue to do the work that I'm doing. It's just I just have like a different focus at this point. You know what I mean? And it's all dependent upon my energy and how I spend my energy. Because I don't want to exhaust myself out trying to fight a fight for people that don't want to go in the direction that I'm trying to go in. You know what I'm saying? It's like at the end of the day,
you
it's like, look, let's
your
just
peace.
Gotta protect
at all costs, no matter what,
That's a choice that we have to make. You know what I'm saying? So,
but my piece is burning it up. So if you got it in you,
Look, I'm not gonna argue or try to fight against that, because with war comes peace.
When I say so, yeah, exactly. And when I say burning it up, like, I don't necessarily mean destruction. I mean just like being unapologetic about disrupting the norm. Unapologetically. So if, you know, there was a little get back on some situation and it took some eye for an eye. You killed somebody last week. What are you talking about? So I'm not saying that, I'm not trying to rage war, but it is war right now. And so assume the position.
All right. Listen, that's been a conversation.
I don't know if you guys, I don't know if you guys saw it, but there's a video floating around on Instagram where it's a bunch of strippers, and there's a song that kicks in and says, "Get to the poles."
Get your booty to the pole.
And it's brilliant marketing, because then the strippers go into explaining like why you need to go and go vote.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Why are you shaking
your head? Listen, they got, like you said, they got to use their platform. No. I didn't see the video. I don't know what it's in for.
So here's my thing. They're educating, right? Okay, I get it. You couldn't find black doctors. You couldn't portray them the black. You couldn't portray the black scientists.
But it's strippers out here. It's not like it ain't strippers. It's strippers out here. So here's the thing, like, you know, the media, and I'm gonna put it on the media, but we know it's way deeper than that. But I'm gonna say the media is bigging up this stripper culture. So why the stripper culture can't educate us to go to the polls?
I'm not saying that they can't do that.
He keeps shaking. I look up. You keep shaking, my nigga. What? You know what it is? You want to shake?
Oh,
go ahead, Vaz. Go ahead.
It's not for me.
Because of it's clickbaitable in terms of like it gets people attention, like, oh, butt naked strippers, oh, get them to the polls, I get it, ha ha.
What's wrong with it? Strippers gotta vote too, Craig.
Who's to say that they not? But is that the answer though? And is that what we need? And I guess part of it for me is the conversation of uplifting black women, trying to fight for black women's rights, appreciating blah 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 blah, but then simultaneously the TV programming, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have a problem with it. Let it live. I know that it has its place, but again, the balance, like, I just feel as though that's not, for me, it isn't the right answer to try to get people to the polls. Like, it doesn't necessarily.
It's more than one campaign. So what's so wrong with that campaign?
I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just not for me. I don't think it's the answer. It's just not the answer. I don't feel as though that it's the answer to get people to the polls. Like,
I feel you, because I'm not with the peaceful protest at all.
That's my thing, but I feel you. But part of it is like, I guess the question I should ask is, do you think that gives people enough of an incentive to go down and vote? You know what I mean? Like, I feel as though that's like another empty promise of giving $500 billion. You know what I'm saying? Like,
wait,
marketing. Marketing strippers and everything. It's like, how does that benefit? Who is
but
that
what for? If they're targeting strippers? Like, yes, it went to the masses, but that video could have been for strippers. Like me, on this show, I'm only for a certain type of person. I got hate mail in my DMs. I'd be like, stuck a dick, nigga, I still got your view. But
it was for black people. That wasn't just for strippers.
I haven't seen it, so I don't really know.
But that was for black people. It wasn't targeted.
With marketing in general, the end result is just reach your audience by any means necessary.
Right.
Okay. And I understand.
And I'm speaking from a
she is in marketing
advertising area is like resonate with your audience. So you may not have been the target audience for that spot. But
I get it.
Someone who's maybe in their 20s, goes to the strip club, is about that life, or maybe they don't. They just find it funny.
Yeah.
It's going to resonate with them. It's memorable. That's at the end of the day. Is it memorable?
That's me.
Memorable.
But here's the thing.
Here's the thing. What is the thing?
But here's the thing. We don't need this shit to be memorable. So, I mean, and I know you know this, Sienna. You have like direct marketing, and then you have like what they're doing where it's like brand marketing, right? This falls more under brand marketing for me, to where it's like, hey, we're just trying to clickbait and this is something to get talked about. It's going to go viral. But then are you getting the direct results of people actually showing up to vote? You know what I mean? And the thing is I do.
That may not get the direct result, but it's memorable. And so even if that's not the one that's going to get you to go and vote, you may see something, a different campaign to follow up that talks about if you don't go vote, this is what you are risking. Then
or
may be the catalyst to get you out and to actually
or,
out the ballot or mail it back.
And I don't want to ride too hard because I ain't seen it. And I could see it and be like, hell no, that's some bullshit. But or it could be just get the word vote in your brain. Like, it don't need to be get you to the polls. Now, it could just be something to just be like, damn, what they talking about? Vote? They got strippers vote. What? Strippers don't vote. Like, all types going to create a conversation.
But the fact that we're having this conversation means that the
it did his job. It did his job. But again, it's not for me.
It's not for you. It's not for
also,
you.
Also, I'm looking at it from the perspective of, like, when I've traveled around the world, right? Like, when I went on tour, right?
Talk heavy, real quick.
There's a level of representation that I held as a black man, as an American, and representing hip hop. Some of these people had never seen hip hop in the context that I was bringing it at, right? They had never seen a black man in the context that I was presenting myself, right? Or an American, let alone anything else. Right. And so it's like for people that had never really experienced hip hop culture, which in Poland, there was somebody that wasn't riding for us until they saw the production. It was like, oh, and like literally came to us in tears. Like, I'm sorry. I had this idea that it was something else, blah, 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 blah. There was that level of responsibility that I had to uphold the standard that our company was trying to present, to say, hey, we're more than just what you've seen, right? So under that logic, for me, seeing this very clearly a very great marketable voting commercial, right? For me, it's like, okay, what is the standard that you're trying to set for individuals that have never seen like a campaign or have never really voted or have never really, like, and again, I don't want to take anything away from it, because the commercial did a very great job at bringing in the attention as well as providing information as far as what certain elected officials actually do. And it's like, hey, if you want such and such, this is your DA that you need to vote for. Here's the governor. Here's the whoopty whoop. Here's the shit. Like, they did a great job at presenting that information, right? I think, again, part of my issue isn't even necessarily with that, because they did their job. It's just the standard that you're setting, is that what you want it to be known for? You know what I mean? And then who did that come from? Did that come from Democrats? Is that their view?
Is who put that together, number one?
Who put it together? Like who? But and then like
you can't. I don't know that you can expect commercials to set standards.
No. Can you unpack that? What does that mean?
Well, the only thing that I would say in support of Father's argument is using strippers, particularly, I think it was pretty much all black women.
Black women, so, right.
I haven't seen the app.
Because all black women are strippers? Oh, okay.
So just the negative.
Exactly my point.
The negative.
Now you get me mad. Now you get me mad.
Just the negative imagery of black women as strippers. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, to me, that was the only negative side of it. The fact
I'm
that
not with they, that. I'm not with it at all.
The fact that they had these, you know, black female strippers also educate people on, like Foz said, like, you know, if you're trying to, you know, vote for like your local officials, so you're getting, you know, like Kentucky, for example, let's get a new attorney general in there, because clearly the guy you got is freaking, he's not it. And that sort of thing. Like, so they did a very good job in educating, you know, the viewers on, like, you know, it's not just go and vote for the president. It's go and vote like in all these other categories and make sure you do your due diligence and your research on who you're trying to.
So vote. It didn't look like what we wanted it to look like.
I have a question.
Well, they were dancing on the pole. There was money flying. Like, it wasn't anybody throwing money at them, but it looked like a music video, but it was just kind of like, what's the point in this? Like,
okay, so like, I have two questions.
Two, let's hear it.
I have not seen the video either. So yes, I'm bothered by the idea that it's all black women.
Yeah, that. I'm thinking it's multiple races. I don't know. I was just on some
thing. Okay.
Rainbow, I don't.
Now, my question is twofold. One, would you feel better if it was a spot created, like, say, by, and I'm just throwing this out there, LeBron James is doing this big voting initiative specifically to people of color, right?
Guys,
I'm only saying that because he's also a black man. He has our interests in mind. He's trying to reach a certain demographic. That's the only reason I'm saying this. So would you feel better if, hypothetically, this ad was brought to you by like the LeBron James Foundation trying to get out the vote? And number two, would you feel better about the spot if it was a mixture of women versus only black women?
Well, we can't bring up LeBron right now because he was on some stripper shit. So we can't bring that into this conversation. So personally,
stop. You're getting For instance, I'm not saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, if it was just on some straight basketball shit telling you to vote, yeah, because basketball is looked at slightly differently and it affects the community differently versus the whole nighttime stripper culture.
Hold on, let me understand.
If it were put together by a black organization
that were pushing the stripper shit.
No, if the commercial were produced by a black organization who is specifically trying to reach a young black demographic, would you feel differently, number one? And number two, would you feel differently if the strippers were mixed race?
Like, I personally, because that's twofold though, because me personally, the way I think that a commercial put on, first of all, John, you go, because I got mine. You had some shit to say.
No. If it was something, to go back to the initial, if it was backed by LeBron James or anybody else for that matter, no, I don't think so. Because again, the presentation isn't it, right? Because it's the way that I feel is like, this is what you think is going to appeal to us.
Okay.
Right? This is how you're basically saying, this is what you think of us. Right? Mm-hmm. So it's not like you're demonstrating, you know, anything that's of, and not to say that sex workers or women that are exotic dancers or, you know, essential workers.
Hold on a second. You know, is that a technical term? Like retard?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. It's better than saying, like, I refuse to say like prostitute. You know what I mean?
Okay. Got
right. So it's one of those things where it's like, I'm not saying that they're not educated or don't need to be put on the forefront, but at the same token, it's like, who are you talking to? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, who are you talking to? It's majority of the time, let's be honest about it, a lot of the times when you talk to women that are dancers or in that field, they're doing that to try to go to school to support their families, to like higher their education, right? So it's like,
yeah,
it's very demeaning. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost like, why that?
I know the other half, though. I'm a hop right in and I'm gonna let you finish yours. I truly know the other half that just like the money. And it's because they didn't know their self-worth early on. So no, they weren't trying to go to school, but they made a bag and they that's how they made their bag. But they literally don't have dreams. They don't.
I get it.
That's all I'm saying.
But again, it's going back to voting, but it's going back to like, are they the ones that's not voting?
Yeah.
Well, I refuse to believe that they're not. Either way, the other half of that, no, I wouldn't feel better if it was a more diverse thing. Number one, again, in this climate to where we're trying to fight for a black woman to get justice, let alone the...
And you're trying to degrade us. Like, this is what we work. This is what we do.
Sandra
they strippers
Bland.
Out here. They strippers. They all strippers.
Tyesha Miller, my friend, Mytrese Richardson. You know what I'm saying? Like, the shit is personal. Plus,
Maisha, let's talk about it. Take it way back.
You know what I mean?
My thing is,
if it were diverse, it still defeats the purpose, because it's like, you shouldn't demonstrate women at all like this, let alone black women. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel as though they should be demonstrated in that way. Now, I get it. If you're trying to appeal to a younger demographic, there's an infinite amount of other ways that you could have done that. TikTok is popping. Social media is popping. If you wanted it to be to where you're getting to sex workers and people that are in that field, there's OnlyFans. There's, you know what I'm saying? There's
OnlyFans is not just for ratchet shit anymore. OnlyFans is turning into the new Twitter.
And
you could have easily.
I just want to make it clear. I'm not arguing for.
No, we know, T. You're coming from a marketing standpoint because you are in marketing. Ladies and gentlemen, she actually is in marketing for her in real life. Hashtag in real life.
IRL advertising. That's what I do.
Yes.
My thing too, though, is like with all those other like other forms of getting it out to an audience, like you could have utilized that. And on top of that, we've seen women have a very lucrative career by simply modeling on Instagram, by not even being strippers or even completely naked. You know what I'm saying? So again, there's other avenues to where you jump straight to women dancing on a pole, getting money thrown at them, when you could have done a number of different things when it comes to clickbait. Now, I get it, sex sales. Again, why have them dancing on a pole?
Because it's get your booty to the pole. That's like
I ain't gonna front, like on some marketing shit. Like, I thought it was kind of clever and funny. However, here's my thing. So I'm gonna answer. I'm gonna chime in now because from the LeBron standpoint, I look at it as the LeBron Foundation would never do no stripper shit. So if LeBron step in and do some go to the poles on some basketball tip. No, all black men don't play basketball. No, all black men are not good at basketball. And no, all black men are not athletes, nor want to be. So if you were to put out that kind of a voting thing, it's not going to hit the whole culture. And there might be a few, I know of some that will feel directly just how we feel about the strippers. There might be some that are very like irritated by the song and dance. They feel it's called a song and dance, you know, the gesture role of being an athlete. So it may not be received universally, but I just don't feel like it would make people as infuriated as depicting us as sex objects. Now, if it was just a straight stripper thing and that's all we got because they're trying to do a play on the poles and then they're trying to get something catchy, because at the end of the day, there's a lot of songs out here that are stupid, but they're fun and they're funny or whatever. And so they rock or they're original. So you give them credit to be original. Like, there's a few rappers out here that really, really shouldn't be in the pedestal that they're on, but because they're original, they get that original quote. So I'm just saying that in the commercial stance, if it had to be a stripper one, yes, I would prefer it be more diverse. No, I don't want it to be strippers at all, period. Because that's not all we do. That I don't like, don't get me started on that, because that whole culture hits me different. It's, you know, like, especially knowing people, like, I had a lot of friends at a young age that went to the league and hanging out with them, and then you being a woman hanging out with them, they treat you a certain way, like, you would jump off, it's like, oh, like, what? So that whole lifestyle hits me differently. But when it comes to a play on words and using it and try to just do something real quick, sure, so real quick, but you, it sounds like it was a full-on production that was well thought out, and they chose that, and it's like, okay, that's very interesting that you chose that, and it's very interesting you chose all Black women, but I'm not gonna front, that whole pole thing, I think that shit is cool. I get you on the whole, like, because it's the thing, like, just like how a lot of people, and I'm not about to disrespect, I mean, I don't mean to disrespect anybody, but, you know, the whole putting the gay stuff in all of the movies now and all the shows and the gay scenes and all that. Like, I get that y'all just trying to expose what real life is, but to me, I still think that it's an agenda, and I still think that they don't need to be put out like that. Like, there's just certain things that, you know, y'all call it exposure, and I call it an agenda. That's just me personally. So I get that. But in that poll situation, because in this time, that conversation needs to be had by any means. If it comes out and it's uncomfortable, I think that it's necessary.
Yeah, and I didn't mean for us to jump down this super deep rabbit hole, because to me, it was like, it was gimmicky in terms of, like, you know, get your booty to the pole, like, play on words. I get it. But I mean, you know, we've expressed our...
We all have our points. We all have our points. So that's why we all on the show.
Yeah, and we need to wrap this show up, because we... it's literally about that time.
Literally. Yeah.
It's literally that point. So,
as always, it's the Kickback Show, thekickbackshow.com. Make sure that you continue to do your own research. Find what works best for you. Educate yourselves. Formulate your own opinion, and let us know what you think about ours at the Kickback Show on everything. I go by the name of Fives, at Wavecap Johnny on everything, and she is.
Oh, I'm Organic Blackberry. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Tastes like a sound. Sound like a taste. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I have to mute some chicks. Some people listening. I want them to know. But like I said before, if you got a little flame in you and you want to do something, do that shit. I'm not saying go out here and burn your neighbor's house down, but whatever it is that you feel like you need to do, and you feel like it's inside of you, and you feel like it's the right thing, as long as you get with yourself in a dark space and get pure with it, and you feel like it's real, do that shit. And he is...
DJ Swivel. Anything less would be unswivelized. Yeah, and... Tiana Giovanna on all her social media handles.
Tap in. Merch available. We about to have some new styles out. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got the logos going heavy. Everybody love that shit, because, you know, TKBS is really out here, and we really do be supplying y'all with information on the university tip. But we about to have some new visuals for y'all, some new merch for y'all. So tap in, stay tuned. You know what I'm saying? Prices going up a little bit because our merch is going up a little bit.
And the Lakers are Western Conference Finals champs.
Lakers are about to be champions. So,
Ava Bella is about to go to her first Laker parade.
Imani's going to be the bodyguard. We know.
We'll be out there with our purple and gold and our masks and making sure we social distance and all that kind of stuff. But
there's a Laker parade for the bubble?
No, but you know what Los Angeles.
Yeah. it's been a decade.
I don't know about that.
We about to turn.
It's been a decade.
Yeah.
There were fireworks last night. I didn't even know niggas still had them.
Yeah. So. You're so stupid. Hey, the fireworks never stop out here. But just, you know what I'm saying? Tap into our Instagram. Tap into the stories. You know what I'm saying? We out here. We trying to give y'all the most current information. I'm about to go, you know, all this talk we have. And I'm about to go to this Black. I'm going to pull up on this Black Lives Matter meeting on Wednesday. So tap into our stories that day, because I'm going to go ahead. I might just go live. So.
Okay.
Tap in with us.
There it is. All right, y'all.
It is here. All right, man. Y'all be good. Love y'all. Till next time. Peace.
Don't miss a beat.
Kick that beat.
Follow us on social media at The Kickback Show. Kick back on everything.
The Kickback Show.
Yeah.
Tracklife.com.